Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary and I'm joined with Josh and Shannon.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi guys. This is kind of a special episode because Shannon is going to share a testimony with us. And so it's a little different tonight.
Yeah. So. This was Josh's idea. He said we should start coming on and just doing some testimonies. And
right.
I think that's a great idea. I hope that I'm just the first of many. I hope I get to hear a lot of other people's testimonies.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great idea.
You know what the word says?
How do we know what it says?
Yeah. We overcome.
By the word.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of our testimony.
Yes. That's right. And when Josh asked us to if anybody would be willing to do this, my first response to him was, yeah, I'm willing, but I don't have a radical testimony. Mm-hmm. You think a lot of times that when somebody shares their life story or their testimony, it has to be some, you know,
nobody wants to write a book.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear it unless you've been delivered from, you know,
right.
You've had an addiction or you had some major illness or, and I kind of viewed my own testimony as insignificant for some silly reason.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit dealt with me about that whenever I answered Josh that way. And he said, what are you talking about?
Right.
And he really started to show me over my life how good, how awesome he's been to me. And I look at it in a whole different light now.
Right. Because every one of us go through life in a different way than the next person next to us, but your testimony.
And if you've had a really, really blessed life, which I feel like I have, there's a part of you that, and I don't know if it's your own, yourself, or if it's the enemy who tries to shut you up, but that tries to say, you know, you don't want to make other people feel bad if they haven't been as blessed as you have.
Right.
Or on the other hand, nobody wants to hear that because you haven't really been through anything. But the truth is we've all been through something.
Right.
But my testimony really is how God has kept me, how faithful and good he's been to me all my life. I've been so blessed. I came from a wonderful, godly family that raised me up to know the Lord, that taught me God's word. I would have zero excuses.
Right.
Not to be serving the Lord today. Zero excuses because I've been given every opportunity. I was raised by godly parents, godly grandparents, and I believe that their covenant with God, their prayers, has set my life up to be incredibly blessed.
But it was still a choice that you made.
It was, and I haven't always made the right choices, and I won't say that all my life I've been faithful to him, but the word says, when I am faithless, he is still faithful, and that's been the truth in my life. Like I said, I was raised, my papa and granny, they were pastors for over 50 years. And I was raised up in a church where everybody I was in church with, I was related to. Like it was my home. It was my home church.
Reunion.
It was. I'm not kidding. You know, your Sunday school teachers, your youth, like I was related to everybody. And so it was home. And whenever I got out on my own, no church ever felt like home.
Right.
And so there were years there when I wasn't in church and I wasn't serving him faithfully, and yet he was still faithful.
Right. Amen.
And I know that it was the prayers of my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. I have such a rich godly heritage I'm so grateful for. But as I said, there's no life that's perfect.
No.
And the enemy, I would say, worked on me all my life in fear.
Right. He attacks that way.
Yes. Fear. I was always afraid. I have, as a child, was always afraid, had trouble, was, you know, they diagnose you with anxiety or whatever. Had a hard time making it through a school day with fear and anxiety. And I wish I could go back and tell that little girl, you know, the things that I know now, because God's shown me over the years how perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
And you know, I will say being baptized in the Holy Spirit was really a turning point in my life. I wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit until I was late 20s, 26, 27 years old, something like that. And I don't think I knew until then quite how much he loved me.
Right.
And
it changes things.
It's like a light being flipped on.
It is.
I knew the word. I knew the truth. I knew all the things. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit really empowers you in a way that is unlike anything else.
It's like you made the connection.
Yes.
You plugged in, to speak.
It's the mind of God. It's having the mind of God.
Christ, yes.
The mind of Christ. And it really enlightens. It really enlightens your path.
Yes.
And so, since that time, of course, it's been a long process, but he's begun to show me that how much he loves me. And the more you understand how much he loves you,
the better
that you're able to conquer that.
Right.
The fear, the lies that the enemy tries to put on you. And so, I would encourage people, if you live in fear, if you live in anxiety, that he is the answer. And if you're a Christian and you've been a Christian your whole life and you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, I cannot. It's just a whole nother level in your relationship with God. You become a whole new person.
I agree with
that. It takes you to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
And God's able to show you so much more of himself than you ever knew.
Amen. That's so true.
And so he's been so faithful to show me his love and to help me in that area. And
he wants to do that. He says that in his word to us so many times, how much he loves us. He sent his son to die for us.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't think anything holds us back in life quite like fear does.
Right.
I think fear is something that really inhibits us and keeps us from doing the things that God would have us to do.
Yeah. It's bondage.
And it's a way the enemy really works on us. And that's why he said so many times in his world, do not fear.
Right.
Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Be courageous.
Amen.
Because he knew that was something that the enemy would prey on us with. And praise God, perfect love does cast out fear.
It does.
And being filled with the Holy Spirit just helps you to understand God's word so much better and God's love so much better and just takes you to a new level. He's been so good to me, Mary.
I know. Me too.
You know, and I'm one of those people that doesn't stand up a lot of times in testimony service. And
I do every time, just so you know.
And that's the difference between me.
That is.
You know why I don't do it? Because if I do, I'm going to cry.
Right.
I'm going to cry every time. I'm a big ball bag.
It's the Spirit of the Lord. That's what makes her cry.
But he's so sweet to me.
Yes, he is.
And I appreciate him so much. And I got married when I was 19 years old. I've been married for 30 years. And that is another way in which I know that the prayers of my family were with me. I was a silly college kid who went out and married a guy I didn't know. And that's the truth.
Well, that's probably common.
And I eloped with a guy that I did not know. And 30 years later, we've raised our kids together in church. And I just think, oh, Lord, how faithful you were to me. That could have turned out so bad, but God's so good. And
His word says he'll make a way where there seemeth like there's none.
Yes, and I guarantee you, my mom and dad thought, there is no way this was a good idea.
This is never going to work.
Everybody thought this wasn't going to work, but God.
Right.
But God, he's been so good.
That's awesome.
And however many times I was unwise or, you know, or faithless, he's kept me all my life. He's kept me all my life, kept my children. We've raised our sons in the ways and the admonitions of the Lord, like the Bible says, and he's been faithful to keep them. And
they're great kids.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Oh gosh, I love them.
I know you do.
Love them. I'm so proud of them. And they're a huge part of my testimony. I mean, that's what my life has revolved around. That he let me be a mother. I wanted nothing more than to be a mom.
Right.
And he gave me those boys and a good husband to help me raise them and has been with me. But, you know, like I said, sometimes you tell that testimony and you think it sounds like, you know, I'm bragging on God.
Right.
I'm bragging on God. You know,
he's, yes.
He's made it work.
Right.
When I've made a mess of things myself, he's brought me out of it. And so
he's really good at that.
Yes, he really is. That's what he's best at.
Yes.
And so, you know, maybe people listening didn't have that.
Right.
Maybe they don't have that generational blessing, that generational, you didn't have parents praying for you and
right.
and weren't
but
taught
they can
all those
start
things.
That
the thing yeah. about God is, yes, mm-hmm. is that he doesn't love one of us more than another,
yeah.
and he's not more faithful to one than another.
That's right.
We're dealt different hands in life, and we have a choice
right.
what to do with that.
Absolutely.
And so you can start from this generation. For you know, it says that he's faithful to 1,000 generations.
Right.
You can start right now committing your life, your family, your future to God, and he will keep for 1,000 generations
Amen.
Those that come after you.
That's a promise. He promises us that.
It is.
I say that a lot, but that's something we should stand on, are those promises.
Yes. Yes, I call on the promises of God. It says
mm-hmm.
that the promises of God for us are yes and amen.
Yes.
And the more you know God's word, the more you can declare it
right.
over your life and declare it over your family. His word says that he'll keep what we commit to him.
Right.
And so we just have to be careful to commit those things to him and allow him to keep us.
Right.
That's what he wants to do.
He does.
That's what he came to do. He came that we might have life and have it in a more abundantly. And,
yes.
And there's nothing he desires more.
Right. But see, he didn't leave you in that fear and anxiety and
no.
and terror is it, the way you describe
it's
it.
It's miserable.
Yes.
I my heart goes out to people who deal with anxiety and depression and fear, because those are things that he tried to put on me from a very, very young age, and it's crippling, and I still to this day, it's something that I have to guard against
right.
because it's such a, you know, he gets a hold and
mm-hmm.
it's such a hard thing to break, and it's something that I have to, as a mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've got a hold of a lot of fears right. I've had in my life on my own, but you fear for your children in this world,
right?
And that's a natural thing that I've had to fight against. But God is so faithful, and he's shown me, you know, there is nothing, not even death itself,
right.
has any hold over us.
No, no, he's overcome
nothing.
It. That's
what
right.
could happen to me? What can separate me or my children from God? Nothing.
Right. Nothing.
Nothing can separate us from God. And if nothing can separate us, then what do we have to fear?
Nothing.
And those are the sorts of things you have to put your thoughts
right.
on.
Right.
You have to think on those things.
Yes. Be steadfast in your thinking.
Right.
And let his words
yeah.
be at the forefront of your mind.
Absolutely. So when you start going down a wrong path in your thoughts and you start getting worried.
Mm-hmm.
And anxious and afraid, then you have to turn your eyes onto the truth.
Right.
The truth is
right.
that he's with me and he is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me?
Amen.
He's on my side, and nothing can ever separate me or those that I love from him. And so the word of God is, it sets you free. The truth sets you free.
Yes. It does.
And apart from him, so many people are lost and afraid and don't have that hope. And the truth of God's word is where we have to dwell.
Right.
That has to be our habitation. We have to know what God's word says and stand on it.
That's right.
And he's faithful to watch over his word to perform it.
He is. He's good.
All
he's good
life,
all the
he's
time.
He's been faithful.
Amen.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie and say that there haven't been.
No. Times.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
you know,
there have. But, you know, I just don't glorify those things.
No.
I don't glorify the things that I've gone through or the things that have broken my heart because that's not the point. The point is that through everything, through it all, he's been with me.
He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
He doesn't.
You know, we turn away from him sometimes we run sometimes in the wrong direction when all we have to do is turn around. He's right there on our heels.
Yes.
He's running after us. There's a song out there about that, and I like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my testimony.
Well, it's a good one, Shannon. It's a good one.
My testimony is that the Lord is good.
He is good.
He is good to 1,000 generations.
You know, we don't have to have some major event to have a testimony.
Well, the fact that he's kept me from those things is the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
That he's kept me from those things.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? This has been good, because to share our testimony, yeah, like you said before, we're called to do that.
Right.
And it's not easy to do that sometimes, to share. So,
and you know, some people are going to be drawn to my testimony,
right,
because they can relate to it. Other people will be drawn to someone else's because they relate to it. So
exactly.
None of us need to be ashamed to tell what God's done for us, whether that's been to deliver us from an addiction or some major thing, or if it's been to keep us from those things.
Right.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to praise God for.
That's right. That's
right.
Because
he works in every life, in every circumstance, in different ways.
He does.
And
thank you. And I'm praising for it, because, you know, there's many times we could have just taken that one turn and have a
yes,
totally different testimony to give. So
yes,
it's not that he loves us more,
no,
or he loves them less, or loves, you know, it's not anything like that.
No.
He said he's no respecter of persons.
Absolutely,
he loves us all
not
the same. So that's what we have to keep in mind.
Yes.
You know, we go through a lot of things in life that deter us. But I beg you, get back on track.
Yes.
Turn back to Christ, because
Amen,
he's the answer to everything.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, Shannon. It is so good to have you and have you share that with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope a lot of people follow me. I hope everybody else gets in and tells their testimonies.
I do too.
Because the world needs to hear. The world needs to hear,
yes,
what the Lord has done.
They do.
You know, we can read in God's Word what he did, what he's done,
mm-hmm,
all in the past, but he's still doing it today.
Today.
He's still working in people every day, doing
Amen,
miracles for people, keeping people, blessing people every day, and we need to be talking about it.
Yes. And he loves
you. Giving him glory.
Yes, he loves you, and he wants to be in your life. He wants to come in and change your life and make it better and to make it more abundant.
Yeah.
You know, and
your life
God,
will not be changed. Your life will not be changed in any other way.
No.
Nothing else in this world is ever going to impact your life and change your life,
no,
like Jesus does.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Just
Amen.
Jesus is the answer.
Amen. Praise
and
God.
I love him. I love him.
I do too.
And I give him all the glory and all the praise. And everybody get out there and share your testimony.
That's right.
Know what Jesus has done for you.
That's right. I'm going to make a list Sunday. So if you, or Wednesday night, if y'all come to our church, get on the list.
You're on the list too, Mary.
I know.
Josh, you are also on the list.
Who?
Yeah. They would be more like, do you have to keep sharing? But I will, Shannon. I will. I'll share my testimony.
Because it's going to be what somebody needs to hear.
You're right. That's right. Amen. And you know, we tell it in church. We talk to our friends and family about it. But this way we can reach people that we may never meet face to face, but we can still share the word of God and share what he's done for us.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, thank you for
being
here.
Yeah, thanks for having
me
on the podcast.
You're welcome. And well, let's just pray with everybody real quick. Would you like to pray?
Yeah.
All
I'll
right.
pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. You are so good. You are so faithful. Lord, we thank you today that we had this opportunity just to be in this place worshiping you and giving you the glory and honor that you deserve. We pray, Lord, that if anybody out there today is struggling with fear, is struggling with anxiety, depression, thoughts, Lord, that are keeping them down, causing times of dread, making them feel dread when they wake up in the morning. Lord, we pray freedom in the name of Jesus. We pray freedom over those lives. We pray that they would come to you, that they would know you, and that you would deliver them and set them free, and that you would bless them to 1,000 generations that look to you. We put all of our hope and all of our trust in you. We pray that you would just go with the listeners and bless them. In Jesus' name,
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you all for joining us. We hope that this has touched you as much as it has me. It was very good to hear it. I've heard it before, but I was blessed again. Thank you for sharing that, Shannon. So we want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you haven't already, make for sure you subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. Please leave a review and share with your family and friends so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve, to reach, and to teach.